Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Let's Get It Straight, with
Britt
and Rob. Here, we'll cover any topic, weirdness, or just everyday life, unfiltered and underrated. So, we expect some disappointment. But, don't worry, because whatever you're thinking,
we're probably thinking it too. So, we'll say it for you.
Yeah, so, join us. All right, this is our first episode, and I'm here with Britt.
Hi.
That sounded very unmotivated.
I'm sorry.
You sound like you're dying.
I'm not.
I mean, we probably are. I mean, we inhaled almost 2 hours of Sharpie smell.
Yeah, we did.
Because we were doing some, let's just call it arts and crafts. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, our creativity was trying to come out, but, you know, at the end, it was just smiley faces.
Very, very true. We were doing some things, I guess. It was like a arts and craft type of thing, and we were, what, smiling Sharpies for straight hours. I got a migraine, thanks to you.
I got high off of them.
And just she kidding. Probably got high off of them. I wouldn't be surprised. But, yeah. Well, this is our first episode of our podcast, and we're super excited.
Yay!
Because I feel like we have a lot of conversations that why not share them to the world? Or in this case, to podcast listeners. And I always wanted to do a podcast. You.
What about me?
Well, that's a question, dumbass. Did you ever want to do a podcast?
I've never thought about it, to be honest. I've always thought about doing a YouTube channel.
No, that's too cliche.
But then, like, I know it's too cliche. And then you told me about a podcast, and I was like, that'd be interesting. But I've never thought about it.
Very true. So, that's our first episode. I feel like this podcast, just like the intro, we will be talking about random things, whatever comes to mind, you know, and why not here and there have, you know, some guests like my friends, your friends, co-workers.
Friends off you find off the street.
Very true. Homeless. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, different perspectives. Or whoever listens to our podcast and want to jump in, why not? Just talk about, you know, the tea of today and yesterday or tomorrow and just spill the tea.
I mean, who doesn't like to listen to tea?
I could actually answer that, but I'm not going to answer that. But everyone loves tea, so why not spill it? And today, it's just like an intro episode, I guess. I'm Rob, and I'm here with Brittany.
Hi.
And we have almost, what, a year of knowing each other?
It's almost a year now.
Almost a year. Almost. I met you through our currently 5-star super cool working place. We will not mention the name.
5-star cool place.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Or five, maybe something on the side of the street.
Probably, but we're not going to mention the place because we don't want to get sued on our first episode.
Or lose our jobs.
So. Or lose our jobs. But I met Britt through that job. And what? At first, I didn't like you. I'm sorry. That's our dog. Well, that's my dog back there.
And I didn't like you either.
Shut up. That is a lie.
No, you were annoying at work.
I mean, I could be annoying, I guess. But I met Britt at work. And at first, I didn't like her. I was like, oh, who's this chick? Because you were actually came in. Well, we were not friends at first with that person. Well, me and him were not really friends at first.
And he's the one who got me the job.
Exactly. You came in through him. So I was like, oh, you're probably like him. You know, super weird or whatever. And then me and him actually ended up being just good friends. And then that's how I started talking to you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like we hit it off more than how I hit it off with him. Yeah. Probably because I do get closer to girls. Because I feel like girls like, oh, you know, girl talk and all that stuff. But with that person, it's like a special bond as well. Like, you know, I could talk crap about him all the time, but at the end of the day, he's a friend.
Exactly.
And then that's how I met your friends. And then we ended up going to a religious establishment afterwards.
A religious establishment. Is that what we're going to call it?
Church, yes. We went to church together.
Okay.
And then I solely denied him becoming a full-ass realized Christian.
You denied it even though you had it, you know.
Very true. So
raised like it?
I mean, out of all the churches I've been to, that's the only one that I liked.
Thank you.
Well, that's not even your church, so I don't know why you're saying thank you.
I don't know.
Okay, well, great. So, yeah, so that's why I met Brit, and we're going almost to a year. She's a wonderful person when she wants to be.
When I want to be.
Almost never, so that's why I'm trying to give you some benefit of the doubt.
You're so mean.
So, yeah, so I said, why not start a podcast and just talk about, you know, stuff and what we go through every day. So right now, we are in our famous, super luxurious studio known as my bedroom here in the valley. Or I think is this considered the valley?
This is part of the valley, yeah.
Part of the valley? I mean, we're surrounded by...
down below, but this is technically all of...
All of what?
We're like
the outside. I mean, we live in a county.
We're the county. That's like the outside of the valley.
Yeah, it's like the county. I think the valley is more towards the bottom.
It's desert, okay? All of it is desert. It's all dry. It's all desert. It's all like, you know. Empty and dry, just like the people.
So you could relate to that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's great. That's why I barely, made a year out here as well?
I've lived here my whole life.
You did?
My whole life.
Well, that's why you know the streets like the back of your hand.
Exactly. I'm a desert baby.
That is not a good title.
Someone called it that, and ever since then, I'm like, I'm a desert baby.
I will literally not talk to you if you came up to me and said, I'm a desert baby. I'll be like, yeah, I'm calling the police.
Well, it's not like I go into everybody, you guys, I'm a desert baby.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Have you ever heard me say that till just now?
Well, no, I have never heard
exactly.
It.
Exactly. I'm a desert baby.
Okay, well, great. That's where we're living. I'm here with a desert baby of freaking the desert, and we're living here. It's currently, almost 80 degrees right now? It's hot as hell outside.
It's
nighttime. It's like, what? Right now it's at 9:16 p.m., and it is hot, and there's fireworks going off every single minute.
Yeah.
And it's not even 4th of July. Imagine. No. Probably all the crackheads. But hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what this is going to be about, I guess. Have convos here and there. We will love to have people over to my luxurious 5-star Louis Vuitton furnished studio, also known as my bedroom.
Yes, Louis Vuitton furnished, as meaning Goodwill.
Did you say all my stuff came from Goodwill? It's one thing from goddamn Goodwill, and you're over here freaking... telling me, exposing me on this. Such a dick. But anyways, yeah, so... yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyways, so how was your day today, Britt?
It was good. Thanks for asking.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me all the time?
Because why are you asking about my day when you're with me all day?
Well, I want to know. Your mind is not connected to mine. I don't know what you're thinking the whole day.
I was thinking the day went by really fast.
It did, actually.
Like, literally, I slept in. But that's also because we were up until, 6 in the morning talking.
Very true. We have this habit, just an FYI, we have this habit of FaceTiming at the rarest times at night.
Well, that's also because we work night. You work afternoon shifts and I work those night shifts.
Very
so
true.
So when I get off at early in the morning, it's like, hey, let me call Rob because Rob's up because of his cat anyways.
Yeah.
And so when he's up, so I call him and then we talk and then we're like, oh, it's 5 in the morning. We should probably go to bed by now.
Yeah. So then we hang up and we're still awake.
Exactly. And then he'll one of us will call each other out. Are you up? And it was more like, it's too early in the morning.
And it's 2 p.m.
Well, for you, it is.
For me, it is, yeah.
But today, it was for me. I was like,
yeah, today was you. I woke up at, 10:30 just to...
I didn't wake up till 1. I felt so lazy. I was like, bro,
I know. I'm surprised you did.
And I was like, I'm not even out of bed. And then finally, when I got ready and everything, I was just like... And we went to Walmart, got everything done. I was just like, it's already 6.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just starting the day.
Yeah. It's because, I mean, we did go out half asleep. I mean, I woke up early to go to school. Well, the online school.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to go. That's a long story. But I woke up early to go to school. And then the deal was I was going to text you because you were going to wake up early. Yeah. And I was like, great. So when I called you, you will.
I gave. Okay, he always calls me, right, to wake me up. Or if I'm always calling him up. And he, like, my hair is like this. Like, you know, everybody, when you wake up, you have, like, this.
You look like freaking that princess from the movie, what is it called? Brave.
Oh, yeah.
Meredith, that's her name?
Yeah, everywhere.
Like, the hair everywhere. Exactly.
Like, or, like, or, Frozen, how, like.
How she woke up, Anna.
With, like, Anna. And, like, every time he calls me, and I have, like, this death stare, like, with my hair everywhere, and I'm like, you woke me up. I was having a good dream. Exactly what it was about. I don't remember.
Yeah, and I was like, well, full energy. Usually you're the one with full energy.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, good morning. And you're just like, and you give them a look and you're like, Siri, end call.
That is very true. I mean, it's
but today, Siri never listens and actually answers.
Siri never listens to. She has her own freaking mindset. She ignores me when she wants to. You know, I'm a boycott Siri. But anyways, yeah. And then what? We spend the whole day together.
Yeah.
Getting candy. We got a microphone for our podcast, which
but still don't know how to work it.
Doesn't know. We don't know how to work it, so it's just there in the corner of my room, looking depressed.
You know, for like those like aesthetic looks, yeah. We'll take a picture with it and like make it look really aesthetic.
Yeah, we'll just put it over the table and just sit around like, it.
Podcast starting, you know.
Hashtag podcast. Hashtag stars.
Look, hashtag, you know, whatever.
Celebrities. Hashtag.
And then reality will return to get all our money back after the exactly. Static pictures, like everybody
hey
does.
Guys, sponsors and stuff. I mean, that's probably where we're going to end up at. But no, we're not doing this shit for money. We're doing it for fun. We're doing it because we just...
But if you would like to give us a tip
no.
To pay some school budgets, school bills or some rent, we'll gladly take it.
I mean, I'm
just
not
just make sure we want to tell the podcast about it. But like, so my address is if you want to mail it
no,
to me.
No, don't give your address. You're going to have like 7 stalkers outside.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I know you don't like the stalkers sending my way because I'm living the single, lonely life over here.
I'm sorry, living a single life. But I have a single life too.
But yeah. We spent the whole day together and now we're just coming down in my room. Oh, that came out really wrong. Coming down in our own time. We are just now getting together and we decided to record our podcast right now. So it's like, why not? Just start and see how it goes, you know? So yeah. Let's see where this goes. I'm really excited over this podcast because I mean, why not? I feel like we could like you know...
Start it and do it every day or start and do it once a month or once a year?
No.
I'm just kidding.
We will probably... Let's see. I think we will make like an episode...
A week.
A week. Once a week. Just
I
for
mean,
now.
I mean, because we're off like the same days.
Yeah. And then like work has been really hectic because the holidays and then this whole virus going on right now with the pandemic going on, which is so sad what's going on. But I mean, it's something that we got to deal with, you know? And... To anybody out there, please cover your mouth. Please wear a mask. Don't listen to these influencers saying, we don't need masks. No, cover your face and make sure you're staying clean and safe because this virus, Miss Rona, is not playing any games and it sucks. I mean, this is my birthday month. Turning 24 this year.
Yeah. He's old.
And now I can't celebrate for crap. I mean, I did celebrate every year back then. And how do I know? By videos. Because I've been blacked out drunk. But this is the only year where I'm not going to do anything. Why? Because I'm not going to be an ignorant person and celebrate some, you know, my birthday. I could celebrate every year in this pandemic and risk it, everything, you know. What happens if we catch the Rona? It will be over.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
You're freaking disgusting. But, yeah.
We'll see, but if you wear a mask, you know, you're catching a cold more.
If I go out...
And my face is breaking out more from a mask, so, like, I don't know if I want to wear a mask.
Don't... Nobody listen to her, please. Nobody take her advice. Please wear a mask. Maybe... Well, I don't know. Everything right now is just on the hands of the higher power, whoever you believe in. And, what's it called... We just should live life every day, you know, like it's our like the best day of our lives, you know, just live every day, you know, just live it.
Then Jesus coming tomorrow?
Well, I don't want to say Jesus, but I mean, whoever comes tomorrow, that, again, that does not come out good. Whoever.
Well, like I said, Jesus coming tomorrow is my thing. Mine
is just whatever else. As long as I wake up the next day, I am proud of it. I am grateful that I woke up the next day. Am I excited about it? Maybe not. I woke up. But, yeah, I think we just got off the topic what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so we're going to try to do this at least once a week or twice. Just depends, because we're doing it as like a hobby, you know, like why not? So I believe like once or twice a week, I think it will be fair. And then once, obviously, like, we have more time, we could do more and more. And then just, you know, see where this goes. I really hope this comes out to be something, because I'm excited. I always wanted to do a podcast. I mean, at first it was YouTube, and I did one vlog on YouTube. And you still have not posted a second video. And I have not posted anything afterwards. Why? Because, I don't know, I just feel like it's a lot of work.
That too.
And it's like, I don't know, I just feel like I don't want to be
carrying... But the thing is, it's like, what, do you want to see my day at work on how I, like... make tacos, or how?
Well, you just gave a hint to where we would work at.
There's a lot of places that make tacos.
Yeah, you'll be surprised, but yes, I do not want to show people where we're at, where we work at. Why? Because not because oh my god, my fans. No, it's just like I don't know. I feel like it's not that important, but I mean. Where I want to see that, I mean, we could go into details and maybe not get sued.
But this is why we didn't make YouTube. It's like, what, do you want to see me, like, you know, sleeping in every day and, like, getting up and drinking coffee and then going to work? That's literally my routine except for my days off. So it's like...
Well, I don't do anything on days off or not. I mean, except for just go to work. Well, I mean, like, YouTube was a great idea, but I feel like... You need to have a little bit more creativity for that, because if you just sit in front of the camera and go, hey guys, welcome to my channel, and I'm reviewing this, and I don't know what else.
Hey, people make money off of that.
Yeah, they do, but I'm saying, like, when you have creativity into it, what doesn't come to play is the money comes later, but what comes is those people that like you for you.
Oh, well, this is a wrap because no one's
going to
like this. Let's go.
Well, no one's going to like your ass, okay? Let's just start there. And I already got haters on my ass, which is fine. I love the haters. I love everybody. Well, not really. I love everybody.
What's not a good podcast without some haters?
Very true. But, I mean, but my concept of YouTube is like, yeah, I would like to record and, you know, like, oh, you know, do this and do that and record our everyday shit. Like, if we actually plan something, it would be cool to record it and, you know, show what we do. But, like, if we just sit here and be like, hey, guys, I just bought a new plant and I'm going to review it. Like,
review
a plant. Like, you know, I've seen the most weirdest.
It's the greenest thing.
It's the greenest. Green. It has good texture. It looks very... very green.
Someday it will look like a beautiful flower, but right now it looks like a seed.
That's just fucking weird. But that's what I'm talking about. It's just people have no creativity. And I'm not going to sit in front of the camera and just be like a blank person and do also, what everyone...
Also, it's like really awkward. Like, you know, like to like get all dressed up, to look somewhat decent, and then like you have to like, it's so awkward, like smiling, or if you say anything or anything happens, like they're recording every action. It's like...
Well, I mean, that's where editing comes to play.
Oh, trust me, we'll be editing everything. Exactly. My makeup, my hairstyle, my look, me, like, completely different looks.
Yeah, like, we'll edit a lot of stuff. But I'm saying, like, that's what like, editing... Like,
maybe tie skinnier, maybe a little thicker some areas.
Oh, you're asking for Photoshop, sweetie.
Well, I mean, you said it, right?
You're asking for Photoshop. But that yeah, too. But that's our goal, let's to do, you know, one or two episodes a week. And then afterwards, when we have more time after this whole craziness, you know... passes, we'll have more time and just be like, hey, you know, and bring people over, you know, have like a little sitting area in my corner, have a guest over, you know, why not, and just talk about whatever, you know. I mean, we are living in the very, very crazy time, so I feel like taking time and sharing, you know, Kiki, or Kiki is like the term in my gay community, a convo, like a chat, like all spilling tea with somebody, I feel like it takes your mind off of those serious things and a long day at work or whatever it is. So that would be great to, you know, to start doing. And obviously you have two hosts. It's Britt and I, you know, as co-hosts, I guess you could say, in this podcast. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Any final words before we end this episode? Because I know we're not going to do a whole hour episode, but anything you want to say?
No.
The floor is yours, sweetie.
You can take
it. Oh, in this case, my phone is yours.
No, you can take it. I have anything to say.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, I hope you guys listen, tune in, stay with us, join us.
Join us on our late night calls, to be honest, is what's going to be.
Late night calls, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Join us, you know, be with us, and hopefully I subscribe and listen to us, and, you know.
And work with our Wi-Fi connection.
And work with our Wi-Fi connection, because apparently, you know, life is hard right now. The struggle is real right now.
Everybody's on their Wi-Fis and their service sets, so like the connections are like
horrible right now. And then every 5 minutes the freaking internet, the tower goes down or something like that. And like the perks. Yeah, the perks of living in the freaking desert. But yeah, thank you guys for being with us today and listening to this intro kind of conversation with us. And hopefully you join us next time.